This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Chunkies. Talking about the breaking news, Mayor Bowser and the owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, are going to have a joint press conference at 11 o'clock. But Mayor Bowser, from her official account, tweeted the announcement that the Commanders are going to be returning to the RFK site. They actually put together a video, which Joe Theismann narrates.
I can still hear the crowds. When I first stepped into RFK Stadium, I knew I'd found a home. The roar of the fans, the energy of the city, united as one, was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. RFK Stadium was the stage for the world's greatest in sports, culture, and entertainment. All in the heart of our nation's capital. It's time to revive that legacy. Let's bring the Commanders home. A new stadium will serve as the anchor for the RFK site, unlocking new opportunities for generations to come. This means new housing, new restaurants, retail, and public spaces are all possible. The stadium development will create new access to the Anacostia waterfront while preserving some of our city's treasures. A world-class city deserves a world-class stadium. Uniting a sea of burgundy and gold. Something that unites us in our pride for the district. The time is now. Let's bring Washington back to D.C.
There you go.
Pick the perfect guy to narrate that, and Joe Theismann.
It's official,
perfect Kicks. Choice.
Reviving the legacy. How do you feel about it? We want to hear from you. 800-636. We can't say that? Sorry. What we do know is there's probably going to be a dome.
Well, I mean, they've said that they want to have Final Fours and all that stuff. So you
I think it's definitely going to
be
a dome.
Yeah, you can't have Final Four outdoors.
Yeah,
certainly
Final
can't.
Final Fours, Olympics, Super Bowls.
Yeah, they
have concerts. So many
they
opportunities up,
yeah,
for them.
They want to have so many events there. So yeah,
and look, Josh Harris and some of the other owners, they're of the age group where this is what they were reared on. This is what they grew up with. They grew up with the Commanders, or then Redskins, being in D.C. And the trend, like in the last 10 or 15 years, is teams aren't moving out to the suburbs anymore. That's what happened in like the late 90s, early 2000s. You look at almost all of the newer stadiums that are being built and where these teams are gravitating to, it's down into the city. SoFi in L.A., Ford Field in the heart of Detroit. Allegiant Stadium, not so sure about Vegas, a little bit on the outskirts. But the trend is you go actually into the city boundaries. You're not looking for
Mercedes
that big
Benz
tract
Stadium.
Of land 20 or 30 minutes outside of the city.
Yeah.
Like those days are pretty much done.
I think that's the preference. Didn't Golden State build their stadium outside of San Francisco?
Not sure about Golden State.
They might have.
Can't speak to
that. It's
them.
Basketball.
They might have.
It's different.
Francisco did.
Well, Niners. Yeah. Niners definitely did.
Yeah.
But look, it's great. It harkens back to a lot of nostalgia. Obviously, the greatest era for this organization. But it's going to be different.
Like it's a huge feather in the cap for Josh Harris. It really is. I don't think he walks on water. I'm with you, EB.
Yeah.
Like I'm. It's great that that the team has gotten good again. I put that mostly on Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn more than Josh Harris, but he's done everything as an owner.
But he hired Dan.
Yes.
He's done everything as an owner.
He's done everything as an owner so far, so good.
Yep.
But this is a huge feather.
It's a home run. It's a home run. But, you know, and it's a great deal for Mayor Bowser. I mean, they're going to front, it seems like, most of the money. Fans will pay for it. I do have some misgivings about it. I am sorry. I'm stuck on the tailgate issue. I'm sure there will be some limited tailgating, but I am having a hard time getting past it. I think that's a big part of going to football games. But, okay, well, I'm sure they'll find ways to work around it.
I think it's a relatively small concession to make to be back where you want the team to be.
I guess.
The ownership clearly wants them there. They want to be in D.C.
They do. They don't care about it. But I think for the fan experience, now, by the same token, the fan experience is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a different crowd. Not going to be the old blue-collar crowd at RFK.
Tailgating just for not. 3.5 hours.
It's going to be a different vibe.
Yeah. Hope you like spending money in stadium bars.
I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I think it's great. I'm happy for everyone.
You already do. You act like people don't spend money. I mean, going to a football game in particular, expensive.
Well, yeah, this will be as expensive as any game you could go to anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
It just has to be. To finance it, it's just going to have to be.
Not everybody spends pre-games in bars, JP. A lot of people pre-game in the parking lot, and you bring your own stuff.
Yeah,
it's a lot cheaper than just going into bars and waiting in line and spending $15 drinks.
It's just fun. I just think it's a big part of
this
experience.
Ownership group is smart. I think they're going to find a way to appease the tailgaters. Now, it may not be on the level that it was at FedEx Field.
I'm sure there'll be some limited.
There's nothing but asphalt as far as the eye can see. You're not going to have that. This is a smaller footprint, obviously.
Right.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb, say there's going to be a place for people to tailgate.
Sure, there'll be a limited spot.
You're going to be able to tailgate, maybe in a limited capacity.
Yeah, I think there has to be. And people are going to do what they want to do anyway. But you can't go in a parking garage and bring out Tailgate Ted's big grill.
That's going to be a problem because then you'd light the whole place on fire.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Right. But it's cool. But it's going to be different. It's going to be a dome. It's not going to be the old rockin' fest. Hopefully it's loud. I'm sure it will be. It'll be exciting. It'll be new. I don't know what kind of just like perks of it. I don't know. I can't wait to see what makes it special.
I know some of the old purists are going to be like, I don't want a dome. I want the weather to play a factor. Well, I went to a game there in December when RG3 was here against Philly. I've never been colder.
Yeah.
I would have so welcomed a dome over top of FedEx Field at that point. Didn't have it then.
No, but like you said, in September, October, early November, fall weather, it's perfect. It can be.
If it's retractable, which it probably is not going to be.
Yeah. But if you want to host a Super Bowl, you want to host Final Fours, you want to host huge concert events,
I think it's great. I think the dome is great. It's just going to be different. That's all. I think the dome is great.
There still is a hurdle. The D.C. Council has to approve it.
What would they not like about it? They're fronting the vast majority of the money.
According to some of these news stories, D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson decried the mayor's unilateral approach in negotiating with the team. In part because the council has to give final approval over any stadium deal, and he's opposed the use of taxpayer money for the stadium.
Doesn't seem like there's very much at all. $2.7 billion investment from the owners.
I'm guessing they will pass it.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's bang out some of these calls.
Although we kind of learned in retrospect that Nats Park was passed 5-4.
All right, let's go to Andre in Temple Hills. Andre, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hey doing Andre. Great. What do you think?
Hey, I'm a big
play the music.
I'm a big fan. Huge fan. Love the Commanders. Love the Skins all day long. But I never experienced the RFK day, so I don't know what it's like. What I have experienced is being outside a FedEx Field or whatever you call it now, during tailgating season, tailgating, having fun with my friends, drinking, barbecuing, all the good stuff. I enjoy the games out in the cold, 20 degrees weather, raining, snowing. I love all that stuff. So I'm happy it might be back in D.C., but to me, keep it real set, just because I like the fact that we can tailgate, we can enjoy the elements, a good old football game.
Right. That's going to be different. It's definitely going to be a different experience.
It's a win for D.C., a loss for Prince George's County.
Yeah, Prince George's County is doing fine.
But it's still
a
loss.
You know what, to be honest with you, D.C. probably needs it more than PG County does, to be honest. PG County is doing just fine. Let's go to John in Manassas. John, what's up?
Morning, boys.
Hey, buddy. What's up, John? Good morning.
Real quick. Good morning. You know, EB, I'm with you. I was a lot 7 guy, longtime fan. I went to the very last game at RFK against Dallas. Lots of tailgate parties, and I tailgated in Buffalo. I've tailgated up with friends in Green Bay before. But, buddy, I think we got to move on. I think we're clinging on to a memory. And to pay for this $3 billion stadium, they're going to have to do a lot of events. You know, the open air has got to go. It's just, I hate to say it, but I think we're clinging on to the past, and we got to move forward.
No, I think I'm fine with the dome. I think it's great. I'm lamenting the tailgate experience, which I think is part of going to a football game. That's all. That's really my only beef, and that, you know, these things are just getting really, really cost prohibitive, I think, for the vast majority of people, and I just think you're going to have a different crowd. But it's okay. I think it's great. It's going to be in D.C.
Haven't
DC
they pointed to the Minnesota Vikings stadium? And though there may not be a massive lot with the massive amount of tailgaters, they've figured out a way to do it.
I'm sure there will be something. I'm sure there'll be something. I'm sure. But I don't know how many people
I can't
accommodate.
Imagine there's a massive tailgating spot around SoFi. Or is there?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't been there. There seems to be a decent amount of open air parking. I was just there in Atlanta around the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But who knows? All right, let's go to Tailgate Ted. I know he obviously is a huge tailgate guy. That's his whole MO.
He's a big pickleball guy, too. Congrats to Tailgate Ted. I saw you got a silver medal or something.
Nice. Congrats. Hey, Tailgate, what's up?
What's going on, boys? I appreciate that, JP. I'm torn on this, guys, right? A DC resident, just drove past RFK. I'm happy for the money it's going to bring to the city. But just as a diehard fan of this team, I'm worried about how much it's going to cost the fans to even get in that stadium, how much it's going to cost the current season ticket holders to afford a PSL, knowing that the Harris ownership group is fronting all this money, they're going to want to back. So what's my seat going to cost? What's everyone's seat going to cost to actually get that seat licensed, not even counting the ticket, right? They have the Tunnel Club right now at Northwest Stadium. It's $15,000 just for a pass that doesn't even get you a ticket. So what's it going to cost us at RFK 2.0, let alone the whole tailgating thing that you keep bringing up, EB? And thank you for being the voice of us that are concerned about it.
Well, I mean, I just think it's just a football thing. I think it's something that people love doing when they go to football games. Big part of
tailgate, Eric.
I'm not trying to speak for all tailgaters. Yeah. I'm just saying it's something I enjoy doing.
You have a lifetime pass at Ted's tailgate.
Oh, yeah. Free admission. You're in.
All right. So I'm sure they'll carve out a spot for you somehow, some way, Ted. But I don't think the vast majority will be able to participate.
I think they might have a tailgate area that has a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
And you tailgate, and then you end up having to leave and take the shuttle bus to the game.
Yeah. If you are dead set on tailgating for a game, I think you're going to be able to figure it out. That's at least what I think.
Yeah. And maybe you just do a tailgate that doesn't involve cooking. Maybe you make sandwiches. You can still drink. You can drink anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You can just sit in your car.
I mean, let's be honest.
Put chairs down and drink.
Drinking is the one seed with tailgating.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the most important thing.
You can deal with any sort of food as long as you've got some booze along with
you. If tailgating for games is very important to you, you will figure it out.
Yep, you'll find a way. Nature finds a way somehow.
Yes. Okay, that's fair. I don't know how you're going to find a way around the cost of going to the game, but that's life.
The cost of going to the game is different than finding a parking space where you can bring out your Weber.
It's true.
And I'm sure they'll have spaces for tailgaters. It won't be like it was at Northwest Bank,
right?
Or Northwest Stadium, right. But there'll be spots, but you might have to pay for them.
I will say this. I do think that the name thing has never been deader. It's never been deader than it is
so
right now.
So dead. Right. You're joking.
I'm a flag waver for changing the name. Obviously, with stadium news, it takes a further back seat at this point.
Yeah.
But I still have to cling on to hope at some point.
All right, but if you had to give me a percentage in terms of the likelihood of them changing the name from
by
Commanders.
When? By when?
By before you
2035.
Die.
Before I die.
I'll give you till 2035. 10 years.
I mean, as long as they're in the new stadium by 2035, I think there's still a grasp.
Give me a percentage.
25%?
All right. No way. Way off of what he used to think. He used to think it was like 80%.
He doesn't believe it's
25%. I mean, I've softened up my stance a little bit.
He's saying 25%, but he knows.
I will be vindicated one day.
I mean,
one day.
Did you hear Adam Peters talking about, you know, the way that he's like, you're a commander. Oh, my gosh.
They've completely embraced it.
Yeah. It's the commander
called towing the company line, JP.
Look, I love the team, but I can acknowledge the name blows. I love the team.
Thank you.
The name's brutal.
Of course,
but
you know that.
But it's not going anywhere.
And it's not going anywhere.
Not
and
yet.
Cakes, you know it. 25%.
We're getting sidetracked. That's another
there's still
issue.
Even if you look at a lot of the comments in the video posted, a lot of them are about the name and
right.
And
it's the perfect time to change the name.
Well,
now.
People just aren't all in because they don't feel the
hey,
connection.
You know what?
Still.
Yeah. Kevin the name Sheehan blows. And I are going to go down swinging on this one. We're just throwing haymakers.
Right
now, they may be connect. They may not be connecting with anything, but we're still swinging.
Rick, what's up, man? You're over the Junkies.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, good. Rick? What's up?
All right. Well, I'm for the stadium. Of course, naturally, I'm an old guy way deep into his 70s now.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it as that the mayor is going to have to do a whole lot of licking toes.
Okay. Because?
Certainly because now Trump has said on TV many times that he likes the mayor. He says she's a nice lady, but she has not done a great job, he feels, in managing the city.
Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with this?
They're not in, the Republicans control both houses. They do. The budget comes under the federal government. Even though people like to think that the Washington controls everything. And even more so now that we got a Republican Congress and you got a Republican House.
I don't think anybody's going
to
stand in the
way. But this is going to be down to the city council, really.
I don't see any Republican congressman standing in the way of this.
This is going to come down to if it's going to get stopped, it's going to be because of the city council.
And I don't even
not because of Congress.
I don't know what their beef would be. I honestly don't know if you're a city councilman.
Well, their beef would be using public funds, even though the majority of it's coming from the private ownership.
It seems like
they're
going to
push back against
$500 million, right?
Yes. I guess.
That's a lot of money.
I guess.
I think it's close to $600 million.
Maybe it's close to six.
What did they give the caps? What did they give Ted?
$550 million,
I think.
They approve
that neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to approve it.
You're probably right.
Yeah, we can just give $500 million here, $500 million there.
I mean, it's all a sham anyway.
It's definitely part of it. It says right here in the Fox story, the city faces financial challenges, including a $1 billion budget shortfall and hiring freezes. Questions remain about potential program cuts as Congress, particularly the House, has yet to address the legislative error contributing to the shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe maybe you guys are right. I just find it hard to believe that they won't be able to cross the finish line on this.
You kind of didn't you feel that way when Ted was making the announcement in Alexandria too?
I don't know, that whole thing just took me aback.
What did Rick Snyder say 2 weeks ago? He'll believe it when the shovel's in the dirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you start demoing the old RFK.
Well, I want to say officially,
maybe there are
just for the record, I'm putting all my chips in on DC pulling it off. Just so you know.
Yeah, but you probably would have put your chips on Alexandria retaining the Caps and Wizards.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have. There seemed to be a lot more complaints about the traffic flow and that loud minority of folks that live in that neighborhood. Those dudes are pretty powerful. Remember we had the guy on from that neighborhood? That guy wasn't fazed at all about their dumb press conference. He wasn't fazed at all.
800-636-1067 is the number. Talking about the huge news. Commanders
Play
are going to announce
cakes,
a deal for a new stadium at the RFK site. We'll be right back.